Paul Ramel here, broadcasting from the Yellow Medicine County Fair, and I just want to invite everyone to stop in the commercial building here and stop by the Q92 booth. You can register for some outstanding prizes we're giving away. Two wristbands to the Mall of America, Universal or Nickelodeon Universal, and mini golf and SeaWorld and stuff like that, and a couple movie passes to the local theaters. So, stop by, say hi at the commercial building here. We're located right next to the County Fair office. Well, as we do every year, we talk 4-H because county fairs are about 4-H, and 4-H is a pretty big deal here at Yellow Medicine County. And who do we have here?
This is Maya Peschick.
This is Mac Peschick.
Okay. I'm assuming you're brother and sister.
Yes.
All right, Maya, we do this every year, don't we?
Yes, for the past 7 years now.
Yep. It's something that you look forward to every year, right?
Yes, for sure.
I think the first time I interviewed you was when you were in kindergarten, is that correct?
Yes.
Now, how old are you now?
I'm going to be in eighth grade.
Eighth grade, okay, so that's a long time.
Uh-huh.
Okay. All right, tell us a little bit about your 4-H experience here at the fair.
So, I played piano earlier this summer and got judged for that. And then today, I just got done showing my beef projects.
Okay. What 4-H organization are you in with?
Wergland Willing Workers.
Say that again.
Wergland Willing Workers.
Good job. Okay, so you're in cattle then?
Yep.
Okay, what kind of awards did you win?
Today I won overall market beef and overall prospect calf.
Now when you say show, what does that mean?
It means you get in the ring and then you show them off to the judge. So you have to walk them around and then you have to set them up in certain ways so that the judge can see them at their best.
Okay. Take us through a regular routine on your farm there with your cattle. What do you do every day?
Well, first we put them in front of the fans and we tie them up. And then we bring them into the wash rack and we wash them off and soap them and stuff, and then we blow dry them, and then we take them back out and take them for a walk, and then we let them go for the day.
That sounds like a lot of work.
Yeah.
Is that every day?
Yeah.
Wow.
For sure.
Okay. You have names for them?
Yes. So my steers this year are Leo and King.
Okay. All right. Do they auction them off afterwards, or how does that work?
No. So I'm keeping my steers this year, and then my big steer will end up going to market after this show season.
Okay. What do you like about 4-H, Maya?
Just learning experience with it and just getting to know how to work hard and get things done.
Okay. Awesome. Should we talk to your brother now?
Yes.
Okay. Who won the most awards? Is there a competition that way?
Probably Mac.
Mac? Okay, Mac, congratulations. What? How old are you?
10.
Okay, and what grade are you going into?
Fifth.
Okay, and you're in the same 4-H club?
Yep.
What is that?
Wergland Willing Workers.
You said it better than your sister.
Yeah.
Okay, so what are you doing at the fair here with 4-H?
I play... I got judged on piano, I worked with my cattle, and I also do pigs.
Okay. So, what kind of awards did you win, Mac? With the pigs, too?
Did
you win some awards?
With my cows, I got reserve junior showmanship.
Okay. How about the pigs?
I won champion.
Oh.
In Market Barrow, I won reserve champion, and in Market Barrow,
That's a lot of awards then, huh?
There's some more.
Oh, yeah, some more. Okay, keep going. I didn't mean to cut you off.
And I also won champion at Breeding Guild.
Wow, congratulations. That's awesome. What was that, Maya?
And he also won champion junior showmanship there, too.
Okay. Now you got to explain what champion junior showmanship is. That is that overall, or what is that? You know?
It's kind of like based on you. It's not based on what you got. It's based on how you treat them.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, like Maya, tell us about your daily routine. Do you have to train your pigs and cattle, or what do you do at home?
You gotta get them used to like washing them, walking them, and then eventually once you're done with that, you kind of just let them go and let them be animals.
Okay. That's a good answer. That's a great answer. Do they like being groomed
and treated?
Some do.
Some do. What's tougher, pigs or cattle?
Cattle.
Cattle are. Why do you think that is?
Because if a pig runs away, you can get it back easier. And if a cow runs away, it's a whole commotion.
Okay, it's a little difficult, huh?
Yeah.
What do you like about 4-H, Mac?
I kind of like how you get to interact with everything. Like, you get to interact with animals and stuff. You get to show your animals. Okay. And
awesome. Do you have fun at the fair?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, do you guys go to state with this, or how does that work, Maya?
I will go to state. Mac is not quite old enough, but I will be going to state fair with one of my steers.
You've gone to state a lot now, haven't you?
This will be my second year.
Oh, your second year, okay. Mm-hmm. So there's an age limit then, huh?
Yep, after you complete sixth grade.
Okay, and what grade are you going in, Mac?
Fifth.
Fifth, okay. You look like a sixth grader to me.
Thank you.
All right, well, that's fun. I learned something about 4-H every time I talk to you, Maya. Do you know that?
Yeah, I guess.
Okay. I should probably come and watch you a couple times, huh?
Maybe, yeah.
Okay. All right. Anything else you want to talk about with 4-H? You're all decked out in your green 4-H. How many kids are in your club?
I'd say 20.
20, okay.
Would be my estimation.
Okay. All right, Mac, tell us your 4-H club again.
We're Glen Willing Workers.
Okay. Is that good?
Yep.
Okay. All right. Hey, Maya. Congratulations on a fantastic athletic career. I know you cross country. Yes. You're training for cross country for Cami Mineota this fall?
Yes.
Been putting the miles on?
Yep. So, yeah.
Are you going to have a good team this year?
I hope so, yeah. Okay. I think we're ready to get back what we did last year. So.
Okay, good. Well, I'll see you on the cross country course then, huh?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
You are so welcome.
You are so welcome, too.
That's Maya and Mac Pesek. I'm not going to say the club because I can't say it. So that's 4-H here at the Yellow Medicine County Fair. And a big night, a Saturday night you want to be over here. The Baja races are going to start at 7 o'clock. And the Roxbury Band at the Heritage Center at 9 o'clock. That's Saturday night here at the Yellow Medicine County Fair.